As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's ran like a pro type university. They do a really good job of preparing us for the next level, and they treat you like a pro the first day you step in there. So just kind of when you're there, you have no choice but to learn how to be a pro. So just taking that and running with it, and just having the advice of guys that's already in the league, just, you know, coming back and giving tips and telling me to be myself. You know, handle it like a business and stay true to myself. I think those are the biggest things. And like I said, the University of Georgia did a great job of preparing us for the next level.
That's Malachi Starks, Georgia safety, on his time there at Georgia. As see his name a lot in mock drafts. It's ticked up a bit. If you're looking at the top names for the Bills over the last 3-4 months, Kenneth Grant. Who else? Trey Amos.
Landon Jackson.
Landon Jackson, defensive end.
Yeah.
And Malachi Starks. This week there's been a lot of it.
The one thing about Starks that he does not necessarily fit with what the Bills normally do, but it's not like they don't. It's not like they don't have players where they, you know, are a little bit lower on this. But his RAS score out of 10, Malachi Starks, is a 5.2. Again, though, it's not like the Bills have the Bills often go for guys that are higher, but it's you can find guys where they're lower.
Safety is different, though. That's one spot where, thinking back to last year, the conversation about safety was, we don't always need the physical guy. We need the guy that can process, the guy that can just play. So
that's right.
We'll see. And they have the one physical freak safety in Cole Bishop. He was like a 9.8. It's just interesting. I was in the break looking at Starks. Again, talking myself into Georgia safety Malachi Starks tonight. We'll get Sal's thoughts on this. Coverage rankings for the Bills safeties. Cam Lewis was the best of the bunch. The others who played more. The safeties for the Bills, coverage-wise. Cole Bishop ranked 87th in coverage. Taylor Rapp, 93rd. And Damar Hamlin, 96th in coverage.
All
terrible
very
numbers.
Very bad.
Terrible numbers. And that's what Starks would be brought in to do, would be to be whatever. I just think it's possible. And I'm maybe it's a defense mechanism. I'm talking myself into it. But I think it could happen. 803-0550. What you want to see from the Bills tonight, give us a ring. It's your last chance to get in before things get started tonight with us. And, of course, we'll be here tomorrow to wrap things up.
Yeah. The other thing, that safety pick, because we've been talking about the Bills being more multidimensional and more chess pieces to do different things with. You know, I wonder if the value in a guy like Starks might be that, give me someone like you, the processing, right? Like you just said, someone back there that's going to process things at an elite level. Maybe that takes a little bit of time because he's a rookie and safety sometimes take a little bit in the system, but that eventually we're going to get to a point where this guy is, he is reading the field at an expert level.
Yeah.
And that trust then we can have in someone back there can allow us to be more aggressive with things all around the field in other spots. I wonder last year if there was any, hey, we can't do this. We got to hold back on maybe something we could try over here because If we do that, it's going to put more pressure on our safeties to cover that whole, all those safety valves on the back end. And we just don't know that we can do that with DeMar Hamlin and Taylor Rapp as our two safeties. If we had elite Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, maybe. But that's what, like, with Michael Hoyt and with blitzing and with different coverages from the cornerbacks, maybe, are you more comfortable doing that if you know you've got a stud safety back there, and not just a replacement level guy?
Let me read you some of Lance Zierlein's scouting report on Starks. Because as you lay out there, Joe, you know, coming in mentally, does he have the chops upstairs to, you know, process the game the way the Bills want him to, which it would seem that's something that they value, of course.
Yeah.
He's a five-star prospect out of high school, top 15 nationally.
Okay.
He was a finalist for the Freshman of the Year Award at Georgia and started 14 games for the national champions as a freshman.
Okay.
So that's right away, you're in, you're starting, you're good. First team Associated Press All-American, first team All-SEC, finalist for the Bronco Nagurski Award and Jim Thorpe Awards, second team AP last year, second team All-SEC, finalist for the Thorpe Award, started all 14 games. Like, 3-year starter at Georgia, high leverage games on his resume, versatile safety with the size and athleticism to eliminate contested catches, and the speed and ball skills to shine when the action travels deep. And one thing about the Bills' defense last year that I thought was notable, that was different than years past, they got hit deep. They used to never get hit deep.
Yeah, it happened a few times.
And last year, it was so jarring when it happened. What? Somebody threw deep on them? It happened? Who got beat? What? They gave up another big play in the passing game? The explosive plays against last year, there were just lots of them. And they were leaky on the back end, which is something they weren't normally.
Yeah.
They gave up lots and lots in the passing game, and they survived by getting turnovers. So,
yeah. There are certain plays, too, where I'm thinking about, you know, reading the break about his ability, man coverage a little bit when he goes down into nickel coverage. And was it a touchdown? I got to find it. But there's a play that always sticks out to me from that AFC Championship game, which is the Bills wanting to play more man coverage, and they put DeMar Hamlin down in.
On Kelce.
Taron Johnson was on one slot, Hamlin had to go down into the other one because they were in man. And what did Reed do? What did Reed and Mahomes do? They motioned Worthy around to get Worthy onto Hamlin, and it was like the easiest pitch and catch ever to the corner, because DeMar Hamlin is just not going to be able to cover a guy in the slot like that in man coverage. Like, he's not. And I'm not saying Starks is who you would, like, you know, come in and cover the fastest player on the other side of the field out of the nickel if they're spreading it out four receivers wide. But, man, it reads like he is somebody that could give you something there. And the Bills right now don't have a safety, I think, where, all right, we're in man here, and they've spread it out. You trust any of your safeties covering almost any receiver one-on-one?
Not really.
You Rapp, that's not the type of player Rapp is.
No. Nope.
We know it's not Hamlin, and I don't think even in theory that's what Bishop is supposed to be, is he?
No, I like Rapp. He's made nice plays for them.
Yeah, me too.
But he's, yeah.
None of these guys, though, are like, I mean, the coverage grades go along with that, too. None of these guys to me are like, you can bump them down into a one-on-one and they can hold their own. Hyde used to be able to do that a little bit. I mean, that's what he did in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He was a nickel. I mean, they even tried it at the end with him. Like, I think he was, you know, he was maybe a little too past his prime for this. But what did they do against Jacksonville when it was clear Kyrie Elam couldn't cover Calvin Ridley?
Micah Hyde was there.
They put Micah Hyde on Calvin Ridley to try and cover him. Like, that's what he was as a player when he was at his best. So, yeah, that would have me thinking about, you got me thinking about Starks a little bit here. I'm still definitely James Pearson, edge rusher for me, though. That's still my favorite idea. Oh, those safeties have an easier job if you're able to get to the quarterback twice as fast.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. ProFootballTalk.com has a couple, you know, rumors out there. The Ravens are not ruling out taking a running back early. The Ravens. I am going
back.
Should
they fire their GM if they take one in the first round?
Yes.
Because they have
Derrick Henry. Yes. Of course they should.
How much longer is he going to go, though?
It's a good question. That would be a reason that you could, I guess, take a running back if they want to. I think it'd be
Although, that's kind of the same thing as Cook. Like, oh, we're not going to pay. Are the Bills and the Ravens both thinking about, we have one-year relationships with our running backs?
They might. So draft one next year.
That's probably fair.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't want to talk about running back. It makes me upset. It gets me upset. George Pickens has unfollowed the Steelers account on Instagram.
Okay.
Plenty of speculation he's about to move.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, poor DK Metcalf. Poor Steelers.
What do you mean? He's going to get his number 14 now.
He is going to, well, whatever. If Pickens moves, the Steelers offseason would have amounted to trading for DK Metcalf. Oh, wow, look at these two receivers. Getting rid of Pickens. Oh, okay, well, at least Aaron Rodgers is here. Yeah. Is he? Are you sure about that? Anyway.
Metcalf for fantasy, if all this unravels this way, is going to be take a big hit. I mean, unless they find their way to a quarterback and actually get him the football. I mean, it's the quarterback rumors, right? The other one was the rumor that I saw is that Joe Shane's son posted a highlight reel of Jackson Dart and then within minutes made his account private. So is Jackson Dart to the Giants about to happen?
I think I'm going to get on board with Jackson Dart.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the stat, though? 12% of his throws were dropback passes?
Yeah, which was 14%, I think. But that makes it hard to evaluate. Like, all right, we'll just turn him into that. I think I might like Jackson Dart. Yeah, I mean, why not? Me a Jackson Dart guy.
Yeah, well, in that case, though, that wouldn't make a lot of sense for the Giants if you got to turn him into something. Because don't they need a quarterback that's, like, ready to go right now? Not teach how to play quarterback in the way that they're going to need him to? Unless they just want him to play quarterback the way he's been playing at Ole Miss, which could happen, right?
Yep,
like
yep.
Some quarterbacks in the NFL, I don't know what the number would be on like Brock Purdy and Tua that run some of these offenses where it's more screens and, you know, yak plays. I can't imagine anybody's touching 14% though, like Dart did.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. What's your idea today? The idea du jour. Joe and I also have our dream draft boards. I'm not even saying Starks is my dream pick. Just if that's the pick, this is how I get there to, okay, let me see how this might work. I think it might be a good idea, and there's a good case to make for it. So we'll see. We'll see tonight, 30th pick overall. They're picking late, of course, unless they move. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Not too late to make a plan to come join us at Resurgence tonight. We'll all be there for the draft party. What are we going to do?
Should I wear my cowboy hat?
Listen,
Yes, you should.
Here's the other idea I have. Betting on where players get picked is not allowed in New York State. We can't bet on over-under.
Correct.
So should we just bet amongst ourselves? Let's just do that.
We could.
Let's just do that.
We could. There's nothing against that, I don't think.
Okay.
You want to bet against like what players will go where?
Like Shador Sanders over under 21.5. You and I will just bet. Or Travis Hunter over under 2.5.
Yeah.
Or how many running backs in the first round or whatever.
Yeah. We could pick exact teams, too. You could always make those bets. But
there are, based on the odds, there are favorites for team and position and player and position.
Yeah.
We're seeing lots of tight end stuff in the first round, lots of running back stuff in the first round. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.